This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Air raid sirens boomed across southern Israel early on Friday, signaling the end of 7 days of quiet and the resumption of combat between Israel and U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas. Reuters correspondent Diane Tao reports.
The return to fighting came despite urgent attempts by mediators Egypt and Qatar to continue extending the temporary ceasefire that began on November 24th. Hamas on Thursday had released 8 more Israeli hostages under a second last-minute extension of the deal, while Israel freed 30 Palestinian prisoners. That brought the totals of those freed during the truce to 105 hostages and 240 prisoners. More humanitarian aid was also brought into the shattered Gazan enclave, though deliveries of food, water, medical supplies and fuel remain far below what's needed, according to aid workers.
Reuters correspondent Diane Tao, the cousin of a hostage still held in Gaza, said she was concerned for his safety and called for his release on Friday as fighting between Israel and Hamas resumed. In Balzac said her cousin Tal Shaham is still missing, but 6 of her family members were released this past week.
They all come back a few days ago, the family and the grandmother and, of course, the kids, the Naven Yehel. But the family will never be complete without Tal.
The New York Times is reporting Israel knew about Hamas battle plans to attack southern Israel over a year before the October 7th operation took place, but dismissed them as aspirational. The Times said Friday Israeli officials were in possession of a 40-page battle plan that detailed hypothetical Hamas attack on southern Israeli communities. This is VOA News. As world leaders gathered for the COP28 climate summit in Dubai, the collapse of a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war has plunged the conflict back into open combat and cast a long shadow over the talks. Israel's top diplomat for the Middle East huddled with leaders at the summit Friday as his colleagues went through a book of posters of those held hostage by the militant group Hamas. Officials also discussed the war, including UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. In an exclusive interview with the Associated Press, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the war with Russia is entering a new stage as winter looms. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Zelensky says winter's expected to complicate fighting after a summer counteroffensive had failed to produce desired results due to enduring shortages of weapons and ground forces. Despite setbacks, Zelensky says Ukraine is not backing down. Ukraine's president also says he fears the Israel-Hamas war threatens to overshadow the conflict in Ukraine as competing political agendas and limited resources put the flow of Western military aid to Kyiv at risk. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. President Joe Biden hosted Angolan President João Lourenço for the first time on Thursday, with talks focusing on a U.S.-funded rail corridor that runs from Angola's oil-rich coast deep into the African interior. VOA's Anita Powell reports from the White House.
VOA asked the White House how this corridor, to which Biden has committed $1 billion, can work without peace in Congo, which is part of Lourenço's work as the African Union's top peace envoy. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby didn't say what steps the administration is taking where matters are further complicated, well-documented violations of human rights, civil liberties, and democratic practices, and a history of interfering in one another's affairs. Analysts say the corridor's success depends on lasting peace in Congo, which votes next month in a contest between the incumbent and the leader of the southern state that will host the corridor. Anita Powell, VOA News, the White House.
The U.S. city of Chicago is grappling with local backlash against moving homeless migrants into a new government-run tent encampment as temperatures drop and more migrants continue to arrive. Hundreds of migrants are still sleeping on floors or in tents outside city police stations. For several months, thousands of migrants with nowhere to go have been sleeping at Chicago police stations and O'Hare International Airport. But the city and churches have stepped up efforts to move migrants into shelters. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.